بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In our previous lesson pertaining to the laws of Qurbani, we had studied the days of Qurbani, and we had also spoken of the time. Which are the days of Qurbani, and when does the time of slaughter end, start, and when it ends? We move on to the conditions for the slaughtered animal. As we had mentioned, that Qurbani refers to the slaughtering of a special type of an animal. So there are certain conditions that must be met by, that must be found in this animal. Not any animal can be slaughtered for Qurbani. There are specific conditions that must be found in the animals. Firstly, animals that are eligible for Qurbani are goats, sheep, cattle, and camels, male or female. These are the animals that can be slaughtered for Qurbani. In other words, domesticated animals. Other than these animals, they cannot be slaughtered for Qurbani. They can be slaughtered perhaps for other needs and requirements, such as the consumption of the meat and so forth. But for Qurbani, other non-domesticated animals cannot be slaughtered. Goats and sheep have to be at least 1 year old. A healthy sheep that looks like a 1 year old may also be used, provided it is at least 6 months of age. Right, so now we move on to the ages of these animals. As far as goats and sheep are concerned, they have to be at least 1 year old. Not younger than 1 year old. They can be older than 1 year old, but not younger. However, with regards to a sheep only, this applies to a sheep, it does not apply to the goat. If a sheep is healthy, right, and it looks like a 1 year old, when you compare it to a 1 year old, you find that it is quite similar. In fact, it looks exactly like a 1 year old sheep, then it can be used. It may also be used for Qurbani. It can be slaughtered for Qurbani, but it must not be less than 6 months of age. So if you have a 4 month old lamb or a 5 month old lamb, even if it looks like a 1 year old or it looks bigger than a 1 year old sheep, that animal cannot be slaughtered. Right, but if you have a 6 month old, 7 month old, 8 month old lamb, and it looks like a 1 year old, then it may be slaughtered for Qurbani. Cattle, under cattle you have cow, ox, and buffalo. These must be at least 2 years old, not less than 2 years, at least 2 years of age. That applies to the big animals, such as the cattle, the cow, ox, and buffalo. Camels, as far as camels are concerned, they must be at least 5 years old, not less than that. Sheep and goats count as one shape animal. Okay, this is according to the Hanafi school of thought. According to the Hanbali school of thought, one animal, one sheep, or one goat can be slaughtered on behalf of an entire household, according to the Hanbali school of thought. However, according to the Hanafi school of thought, sheep and goats count as one shaper animal, right? More than one person cannot share in one of these animals, the smaller animals, such as the sheep and the goats. So if you have the husband or the father of the house and he has met the requirements and conditions of Qurbani, then he will have to perform his own Qurbani. If we look at the mother or the wife and we find that she also meets the conditions and the requirements, then she will have to perform a separate Qurbani. When we look at the children as well, as we said earlier, that Qurbani, we will look at each individual. will look at every person independently, as we do when it comes to zakah. So sheep and goats count as one share per animal. More than one person cannot share in these smaller animals. Seven persons are allowed to share in one cow or one camel. Seven persons. So when it comes to the camel or when it comes to the cow, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam allowed seven people to share in one of these huge animals. But each one who is slaughtering, right, must have the knee of qurbani. Or not qurbani, rather, must have the knee of an ibadah. All those seven. If one person's niyyah is simply to have the meat, to eat the meat, then everyone's qurban is invalidated. Everyone's qurban is nullified. So all seven persons must have the knee of ibadah. So maybe three of them, or four of them, five of them, up to six of them have niyyah of qurbani. One has niyyah of aqiqah. So that will also be valid because aqiqah is an ibadah. So then the qurbani of every one of them will be accepted. But if you have a non-Muslim amongst them, or somebody who says, okay, khair, I did my qurbani, I cut one sheep, that will be my qurbani. I'm feeling for some steak, so I'd like to have some steak in the house as well, some cow meat in the house as well. So his niyat is purely what? To consume the meat. That is his niyat. The qurbani of every one of those seven persons will be considered null and void. Castrated animals may be used for qurbani. Animals that are castrated, they may be used for qurbani. Barren animals, so castration in an animal is not regarded and considered as a defect. We know that there are certain defects that are found in animals which render the animal non-eligible or unacceptable when it comes to performing qurbani. Castrated animals are allowed, and the same applies to a barren animal, an animal that cannot conceive, an animal that cannot fall pregnant. These type of animals may also be used for qurbani. Being barren is not considered to be a defect in the animal. Now, just one point, not related to qurbani, but related to aqiqah. When it comes to aqiqah, we know we perform aqiqah on the occasion of the birth of a child. When it comes to aqiqah, the very same conditions must be found in the animal. Right? The very same conditions must be found in the animal when performing the qurbani. Of course, we know the difference between aqiqah and qurbani is that aqiqah is a mustahab, an encouraged, desirable, and recommended act, which has great benefits. And qurbani is wajib. But in as far as the animal and the type of animal is concerned, we will look for that type of animal that meets the requirements of the qurbani animal. May Allah grant us the understanding.